Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the director of the Knoxville Public Library, Rosalind Thompson, about the library's temporary building closing and the move to their newly renovated permanent location. The last day you guys are closing today. It's been a long time coming, Rosalind. I know I was there when you broke ground on the expansion of the permanent location, and then you guys got closed and moved over here. You know, take us through what it's been like to be here for the past 15 months and all that, and what you're looking forward to going forward.
Yeah, we are getting ready to move, and we are very excited about it. We have been in this building for about 15 months, and it's worked out really, really well for us. It's just been wonderful to have all of this space for the collections. We didn't have to put in storage, the meeting room, the bathrooms. Everything has worked out really, really well. But we are looking forward to moving back into our new building. So in the meantime, while we are closed, I do want to remind people that they can still drop off their items at the book drop, which is outside the school building here. And there will also be book drops at the new building if they would want to do that. We will be shutting off the computers and moving everything, but we will try to bring them back up as soon as we can. If they want to get in touch with us, they can still get on the internet to access our catalog, and they can try to call us again. We'll try to bring the phones up as soon as we can, but we are closed for about 3 weeks.
Now, you guys have had a lot of things going on in those 15 months leading up to this. Most recently here in the past month and a half, you've had the summer reading program that was just ended yesterday. Take us through, you know, what it meant to see that end and see all the kids take part in all the crazy events you guys had throughout the summer and how great of an event it is.
Oh, my goodness. The summer reading program this year has been tremendous. Wonderful response. We had more than 500 people registered for it. And they've been turning in their reading logs, and then they've been collecting prizes throughout the whole few weeks and so on, and it's been tremendous. We've been very, very fortunate that we've had so many of the different programs and activities, and we've been able to have some of the activities in the gym, so that's worked out really well for us.
Now, you're going to be moving over to your new location starting on August 5th is when you'll be open. There will be events going on at the new location. I know you got the grand opening, the ribbon cutting coming up on August 24th. It's a very exciting time. But take us through some of the activities you got coming up here in August so people can get prepared, since, hey, they got to go 3 weeks without you, but they'll come back and be wanting to do some stuff.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So when we're back up there, we do have the August calendar out that we will try to publish as soon as we can. And so back to the different activities in August, the DIY, which has been tremendous and wonderful to have. Story time will resume in September, but we still have all kinds of different activities happening in August when we move back. And yes, we are very, very looking forward to the ribbon cutting ceremony, which is August 24th. We are sending out invitations to everyone to come to that because it's a really big event for us, a celebration of the new library.
It seems like it's been a while. It seems like it's been something the community has been behind for a while now with the big renovation. I know it's been on your mind every day I've met with you. The opening, grand opening on the 24th is going to be that time to celebrate it. What's it going to mean to you when you can finally take that breath and go, we did it, this is our new home, and welcome everybody from Knoxville?
Oh, it's been a tremendous, wonderful, wonderful, fantastic project to oversee, and a big, big heartfelt thank you to the whole community and everybody who has helped, who has contributed, donated, and just helped us and supported us in our mission to give the best services that we can to the community.
One more question for you. I know with the closing, you already mentioned that you're going to try and get the phones up as quickly as possible. But say someone has a question here today or possibly in those 3 weeks, what is the best way to kind of reach you guys?
We will try to have the computers back up, and they can email us at knoxlib@knoxville.lib.ia.us. So we'll be as responsive as we can.
Is there anything else people should know about the move coming up, the closing in August before you guys really kick it off at your new location?
We're really so excited. We're almost out of our minds, but it'll be wonderful once we're back up, and we invite everyone to come and see us.
Thanks to Director of the Knoxville Public Library, Rosalyn Thompson, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at kniacareless.com.